glorified. My lords, ladies, and this other gentleman seems to have sneaked in here the same way as we did. As producer of the Naval Ark, I'd like to thank Commander Mascall, not only for that very nice introduction, but also for all his help in bringing the show to this rather sumptuous nappy. Now, unfortunately, we're in a bit of a spot. The crew of HMS Tripebridge don't seem to have arrived.
And there's only one man who ever knows where they are, and frankly, he's not too reliable. But I thought you might like to meet the man who writes the Naval Ark every week, Lorrie Wyman.
Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, my lords, ladies, and any other gentlemen who sneaked in here the way we have tonight.
All right. I've done that bit.
I know, but it went so well I thought I'd try it.
Well, no need to hog it.
Are the crew of Troutbridge? Where are they?
Ah, yes. Well, there's been a slight misunderstanding.
Yes.
In fact, not to put too fine a point on it, they've dropped a dirty great clanger.
Only one?
Just the one, yes. You see, as you all know, they are stationed at Portsmouth, and it was arranged that they should come here by train. Well, they had a whip round to spare. That produced 4 shillings and 6 pence. And a rather strange 19-sided foreign coin, which was contributed by Chief Petty Officer Perswick.
Square 19-sided foreign coin?
Yeah, but it was square this way as well.
I see.
Anyway, British Railways didn't want to know about that, so they're coming by water.
By water?
Yes.
But with Mr. Phillips's left hand down a bit, we'll never see the Pershing launch again.
Oh, they're not coming in the launch. No, no, no. Let's turn Commander Sample out in that. Trying to catch a big barrel root.
But they can't come in Troutbridge. You can't get Troutbridge up as far as the festival hall. You can't get a frigate up the river. The bridges are too low.
Well, I think they're working on the theory that what they can't get under, they're going to back through.
I see what you mean.
London Bridge? London Bridge. Back crowd. Back crowd.
Is the Honorary Treasurer in the house? Because I must apologize, madam, this is going to be rather an expensive program.
We do have a rather strange 19-sided foreign coin, if that will help.
That's one thing. There can't be any more. That's a lot.
Not, you know. You've forgotten something.
What?
They've got to tie up yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Phillips, your navigational.
Oh, left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, if you will.
No, 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 no. Right hand up a bit.
No, 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 no. Right hand up a bit.
Up to the top and back again.
Up to the top and back again.
Just, no, no, scrub that.
Scrub that.
Over a bit sideways.
Over a bit.
Aye. Too late.
Too late. Everybody down.
The crew of the Naval Ark.
Navigation, he called it. 5 bridges and 2 paddle steamers.
Well, they should have built the beastly bridges higher. Anyway, it'll be a jolly sight easier going back.
Stop!
Persecution, that's what it is, persecution.
Some of those wrens over there. It'd be much more fun. Cool.
Gee, what's he got on the other end of that rope? I should have cartridged him.
Yes, what? We thought it'd be rather rude to drop anchor in the manager's office.
There, I know what he means, sir. I'm an author knocking down five bridges, sinking two paddle steamers, and running smack bang to the festival hall. It would seem a pity to damage something, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir, that's what I thought, so I...
Well, don't be too hard on him, Chief. After all, he did get us here.
No, no, sir. But even with Mr. Phillips, he could hardly get lost with a river back when I'd have started him.
Sir, I don't want... About this rope, sir, I don't want to be awkward.
Good.
Mr. Phillips.
Huh?
Now that we're here, have you got the foggiest idea what we're here for?
Oh, yes, sir. This is a naval reunion. You know, meet all the chaps who hated the sight of at Dartmouth. You know, swap yarns with anybody who...
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
This particular reunion is for wrens only, sir.
Oh?
Yes, it's a get-together for wrens.
Oh. Well, let's get together with them, then. All right?
Here they are.
Oh, hi.
Sir, how about this rope? I don't want to be awkward.
Send it.
But I didn't leave my aunt Gwyneth to play tug of wars in a perishing frigate, sir.
Don't stay.
Bounce up! I feel like a large economy size yo-yo, yeah?
What's that, I thought you? Keep quiet!
Yeah, but
and if you can't keep quiet, shut up!
Yeah, but...
And if you can't shut up... Keep watch!
I say, sir, you know, the chief's absolutely right, you know. There are any wrens out here.
What?
Yes, look.
Good gracious, sir, they are.
I say, it's incredible, sir. A wren on every single one of those little turned-up feet. Oh, I say, sir, what a jolly good thing Heather isn't here.
But I am, you blue-serge Casanova.
John, it's Heather.
What, where?
She's up there amongst the assembled talents, sir.
Oh.
She's sitting amongst the assembled talents. Oh, bit of homework.
I say, Heather. Mm. How nice to see you. But what are you doing here? Who paid your fare? Are you staying long?
Well, Leslie.
No, not awfully, but I hope to be later.
I think what Mr. Phillips is trying to say, Heather, is, what are you doing here?
Well, you don't think I was going to let you lot loose amongst all this, well, as the chief so quaintly puts it, assembled talent, did you?
Oh. Big sister is watching, Leslie.
Hmm. Big sister certainly is.
I think what number one is trying to say is, what are you doing here?
Well, this is a wren reunion, you know. And this happens to be a wren uniform I'm wearing. I'm supposed to be a wren, not an usherette of the gold as green Gaumont.
Yeah, but how did you get here, Heather?
Oh, I had to come with Captain Toby.
Oh, Captain Toby?
Mm.
Oh, Captain Toby!
Thank you.
for my mix, the boys in the band and myself would oblige with a little number entitled Big Fat Puppy.
It'll never sell, sir.
Number one, what have you done this time?
Well, quite a bit, actually.
I'll tell you, I have heard most of it at Admiralty.
Extraordinary how sound travels over water.
Don't be silly. What's the matter with this man? He used to be much taller than this.
Very well, if you insist, I suppose it'll be all right. A short poem entitled...
Henry Purvis, what on earth do you think you're doing?
Oh, it's you, my love.
Making a complete arse of yourself down there.
Oh, no, I'm not, my love.
Oh, yes, you are. Standing in front of the band there, you look like an overdressed Billy Cotton.
I'm the cabaret, my love. They've asked me to read a poem.
Why was I not told of this before?
But I didn't know about it myself, Mother.
Well, all right, you can do it. But remember, Henry.
Yes, sir.
This time, no smut.
Of course not, my love. No.
I'm not sitting through 84 verses of Eskimo Nell again for anyone. It took me a year to live down that little exhibition. Now, say our little piece, Henry, and report back here to me later.
Yes, sir.
Good boy. Carry on.
Thank you, my love. a short poem entitled Eskimo Nell.
Hamlet!
No, no, I'm sorry, my love. The seafarer's voyage. With a yo-ho-ho for the bounding main, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Who's the tennis, not Auntie Flo? She's logging in a shed with Uncle Joe. With a rump-tump, tiddle-tump, fiddle-dee-dee, blow you, Jack, there are crumpets for tea. Oh, now look here, Percy, I can't possibly...
Occupation. A matter of fact,
neither do I.
Then standing on the corner, watching all the rent, watching all the rent, watching all the rent go by.
I'm the sub who's got the cream. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I'll take me down to Pompey. That's where I'd select my imaginary dish.
Standing on the corner, watching all the rent go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the rent the eye.
Tyler, if you've got a rich imagination, give it a whirl.
Give it a try.
Try standing on the corner, watching all the rent, watching all the rent, watching all the rent go by.
Thundergats has spoke his poem. Left hand down a bit, we're going hoeing.
But we're hoping we'll meet again.
So good luck to your reunion from all of us at Trotbridge, the officers and the men. Who are standing on the corner watching all the rent go by. Standing on the corner watching all the me, oh my.
Tyler, you can't go to jail for what you're thinking. Or for that yow look in your eye.
I'm standing on the corner, watching all the wrens, watching all the wrens, watching all the wrens. Go by.
Thank you.